Today's words of wisdom, a new era of reaching universal consciousness is through enlightenment, will be presented in Malay, Chinese and English with subtitles in Arabic, Alasis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Urdu, and Turkish. Malaysia memang sebuah negara yang indah. Negara ini dikuniai banyak bukit dan gunung yang ditumbuhi hutan tebal. Kawasan pantai yang dipinggiri pokok-pokok palma dengan air laut yang kehijauan dan cahaya matahari yang keemasan serta lagun air tawar. Tarikan utama Malaysia adalah dari pencakar langit yang mencual tinggi. Dapat dilihat rumah papan yang dibina di atas kaki bajang. Budaya majmuk, keajaiban alam semula jadi, bandar raya yang besar dan banyak pulau yang indah permai ialah keistimewaan negara yang indah ini. Penduduk Malaysia kebanyakannya ialah orang Melayu, diikuti oleh orang Cina dan India. Budaya majmuk telah banyak mempengaruhi seni bina dan budaya negara ini, dicerminkan menerusi kaum dan warisan yang pelbagai. Keberbagaian budaya juga telah menjadikan Malaysia sebuah tempat di mana beratus-ratus perayaan yang berlainan diraikan. Warisan budaya dan masyarakat majmuk Malaysia adalah sangat jelas tertonjol menerusi bentuk muzik dan tariannya yang pelbagai. Banyak tokoh yang berani dan mulia adalah berasal dari Malaysia. Pada November 2006, Datuk Muhammad bin Ismail telah dianugerahi Hadiah Kedamaian Gusi untuk hal ehwal keagamaan dan kemanusiaan. Dan bekas Perdana Menteri Tun Dr. Mahathir bin Muhammad telah dicalonkan untuk Hadiah Kedamaian Nobel 2007. Disebabkan oleh kegairahan orang yang ingin mendapat makrifat, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah menerima undangan mereka yang ikhlas dan berkunjung ke Malaysia untuk beberapa kali. Sekarang kami menjemput anda untuk mengikuti syarahan berikut yang penuh dengan kebijaksanaan oleh Mahaguru Ching Hai bertajuk Era Baru Pencapaian Kesedaran Universal adalah Menerusi Hidayah, yang diberikan pada 25 Februari 1992 di Malaysia.
为什么有时候自己常常恶念会跑出来？这个应该怎么制止它？就是因为我们前世的习惯，每一次恶念跑出来，你马上就把它断掉，不把它应用，不把它做起来，就恶念还算没关系。如果恶念很短又很弱，就不会有什么影响。如果很凶烈的话， 恐怕会造成一种力量，可以伤害别人，也可以伤害自己的。如果很快很快就过去，很弱的，很不很强烈，是还可以，就不要做它，不要听它。还有，如果你信佛，你马上念佛，信耶稣，马上念耶稣等等。 马上把那个恶念断掉。修观念法门，当然就用观念法门持掉它。
请问师父，亚当跟夏娃这个故事是不是真的？
那个你上去问上帝啊，是他造的，不是我造。他造的时候我又不在，我哪里知道？
啊，请问师父，人到底是从哪里来？
那个也要去问上帝啊。不过有一个办法，我们可以修观念法门，然后我们就看到上帝，那个时候什么问题都可以问他的，是吗？这些都是他的问题啊。啊，怎么问师父呢？
请问师父，死掉的人替他做功德，他在地狱能不能收到？我们回向给死去的人，
收得到，收得到。如果你有修行力量的话，我们修观音法门的人啊，五代都超生，五六七八代亲戚朋友，任何人你想一念头，你爱他，你同情他，他会超生。这个我们都有经验，我们自己会看到他超生啊。那然后你做什么功德都有用，你打坐他受到，你祈求替他祈求他就受到。如果你没有修行功德的话，你不够力量送你这个念头和功德到大那边去，还没有谈到你做什么有没有真正的功德的。
请问师父，佛祖跟上帝是不是同一体呢？
又问他们的事情，我认为是啊，不过你们要清楚那去问他们。
请问师父，我们如何跟那个外星人沟通？
要啊，可以去观音法门可以沟通。
请问师父，他说这个外星人到底是指谁？
外星人就是那些人住在外星啊。
请问师父，佛说不杀生，可是那个花里面有虫，他会吃我们的花，那我们怎么能不害他呢？
那不要害啦，人还不关心关心虫，牛你们不爱，猪不爱啊，大的动物都不爱，就爱虫。叫你们是书啊，先那个救那个牛啊、猪啊、鸡啊、鸭的生命，你们还不管。
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption.Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile,Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually.In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion US spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese.Costs $93 billion US each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars.80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk, hysteria, and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
请问师父, 修炼气功是不是可以印心? 然后气功跟印心有什么分别?
这看你要不要印心啊，有分别很大啦，气功是在练那边的气啊，那个是自然本来我们那个气也有了，然后它把它传来传去这样子，啊，我们修观音法门就跟那个气没有关系，事实上我们那个气上帝安排好，我们就让着这样子，哎，我们没有动它，不管它，修炼气功会有一些神通，嗯，听说身体 有好，不过有一些修气功以后，身体会变绿，啊，我因为他们出去吸那个树木的阳气啊，变很绿，像树一样，嗯，我们同学有很多以前练过气功的，来的时候，我认为是输来的，好绿好绿，那些录影带有讲他们修气功了，脸真的很绿。 不过现在跟着师父修观音法门以后，就红的了，现在变玫瑰花了，不是绿书，很差别。在大陆有一个人，他修气功已经有很有神通啊，他可以看到你很多东西啊，你自己根本不用讲出来的，他也看到谁修行多少啊，有光多大这样子，那个灵体外面怎么样怎么样，亮不亮？ 黑不是咖啡色这样，他都看到他都知道。后来呢，收到师父的书以后，他研究一下啊，他就非常赞叹了，非常喜欢。嗯，修气功你们要修是可以啊，不过跟观音法门比较差啦，啊，不一样。嗯，请问师父，我现在对我的生活很满足，但是为什么我有很强烈的欲望要结束自己的生命？ 有两种理由，第一，也许你太满足了，<笑>无聊，<笑>想自杀看看如何。<笑>不过我告诉你，自杀了以后不是完了，啊，自杀完以后你又没有身体，啊，在那个时候又做什么东西又晚又不方便，啊，又来不及改啊。 所以有时候感觉到世界没有什么让你能够再继续喜欢了，你认为这样，然后你就想，哎，早一点死也好，这样子是不是？嗯，不过这种想法最好不要张扬了，最好断掉了，因为我们世界还有很多东西要学呀，很多东西你还不知道哎，比方说外星的人你还不认识呢。 等，<笑>说不定呢，一两三四五六年以后他下来呢，你要等看他一眼再说嘛，是吗？<笑>我是也许几十年以后，佛菩萨会从天空飞下来，说不定啊，我们也是很壮观啊，啊，<笑>我们等待世界发生很多别的事情，你看一看嘛，啊，不然的话，我们也可以修行观音法门试看看啊，啊，而不是用那个道子割掉我们的。 那个生命，而且用我们的修禅定的力量啊，砍掉我们的我执才好，砍掉我们的无明才好，不是砍掉这个身体 ，OK？ 还有另外一个，那个是地狱的场合。第二的就是你被魔入身啊，那你以前杀人啊，现在那个人来想报仇，嗯，如果有的话，赶快忏悔。 如果是前世不知道的话，也要忏悔，要跟那个人说我会有修行，然后你会自己也会得到利益。你报仇的话，我们两个都死掉没用。嗯，请问师父，为什么佛不能说服魔？为什么会有佛跟魔的分别？嗯，魔也是替佛工作的。比方说，因为有一些人他不尊重佛的法律嘛。 他不跟着佛走， 他扰乱世界，犯宇宙的法律，如果放他出来，他就会扰乱更多啊。所以魔就是管那些人的，放他们在一些黑暗的地方，或是在一种比较痛苦的地方管他们，这就叫魔。或是阻挡那些不值得、身心不干净、想要冲到极乐世界去那种人啊，乱冲啊，不有规矩，不懂交通的法律，乱冲上去，而是自己不干净，要想去极乐世界闹事，而是逛逛一下这样子，好像人家是逛逛地区的样子啊。所以那些魔不挡。不过如果我们诚心诚意，我们有名师保护，我们自己身口意干净，是书持戒，魔不会阻挡我们。所以我们修观音法门，持戒净土，师书很干净，没有着魔的现象，从来没有，以后也没有。
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
师父，什么是快乐？如何让自己、朋友、身边的人快乐？
真正的快乐就是我们找到自己快乐的地方。我们找到自己是谁，知道自己多伟大，有什么能力，有不生不死的那种境界。那个时候我们才真正的快乐，让我们积极朋友也跟着快乐。
请问师父，即刻开悟一世解脱，真的有那么容易吗？观音法门到底出自于哪里？
从上帝来。修观音法门真正的即刻开悟，意识解脱，不是你解脱而已，五六七八代的亲戚朋友一起解脱，这个我们都有印证。同修说是吗？
请问师父，在世上有很多的那个宗教导师，哪一个才是真正的导师？哪一个才是真正的那个救人的老师？
你们自己讲嘛。
请问师父，什么是智慧眼？
就是我们有一个无形的眼睛啊，在这里，不是眼睛，不过我们用它可以什么都看得到，上到天堂，下到地狱，叫智慧眼。
请问师父，不认识字的人可以不可以修行？
可以可以可以可以，我们不是要大学毕业的啦。
请问师父，印度是佛教的发源地，那佛陀常常帮助别人，为什么救不了自己的国家？
您是沙凡啊，不是要什么人救就救，除了他们自己要求救才行，佛不请不说啊。警察也是这样啊，你不求他救命啊，他也不救，不知道啊。医生也如是啊，你应该去找他啊。如果你没签名让他开刀，他也让你死啊，是吗？要签名要求啊才行啊。还有很多事情都差不多一样，英文老师也是这样子，你没有去在要求学英文啊，他哪里去叫你的门强迫你呢？是不是？强迫不了啊，强迫不了。众生无名很多，有很多人他要求不同的东西。像昨天我们有一位 Hare Krishna 的大师啊，他是跟师父问，他说在他的寺庙的时候，很多人来跟他找他驾驶，叫他救病，还是叫他什么驾驶他们的怎么样生活很富有等等，或是 生意很好，或是婚姻很好等等，没有人问他怎么开悟的，没有人求他开悟的方法。同样，佛菩萨在世的时候，很多人都不认得他，他们没有伤害他，没有杀他，已经很好了，谈不到他们会来要求解脱开悟的，很小。还有佛即使去见他，他们也不听啊，他们想法不一样，看法不一样。像小孩子嘛，你们知道吗？小孩子他们刚刚生出来七八六岁哈、哦，那他们喜欢那种玩具啊，洋娃娃啊，塑胶的车子啊，塑胶的玩具啊，你如果跟他讲这些就没用啊，啊，你跟我去开车啊，你跟我去那水大水啊，研究老子庄子啊，他们根本没兴趣啊，是不是？即使父母很有智慧，父母是大学老师，我是最大的世界的科学家，又没办法讲不小孩懂他所懂的事情啊，了解了吗？嗯，
啊，请问师父，我们死的时候，我们灵魂到底要从哪里出去？
由他去啊，看他要去哪里就去哪里啊。如果他在世的时候他做很多恶事的话，他是一定很想去地狱的啊。如果在世的时候他做很多好事，他一定已经准备去天堂了。如果他在世修观音法门施书直戒的话，他已经准备去佛土了。看看你们准备去哪里，自己知道啊。嗯。
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ,Conserve up to 70% clean water. Save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production.Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
请问师父，光跟灵有什么关系？
这个看你讲什么灵啊。如果你认为灵就是那种上帝的那种力量，就是光，就是跟它同一体的，光是亮度嘛，光嘛，光就是光嘛。不过里面的佛光啊，跟我们外面的灯光不一样。我们站在那个佛光下面，我们那个阴影啊没有存在。我们站在物质的光下面，都有那个黑影子。就差别那个地方，还有我们世界的光，不管几千瓦几万瓦合在一起，不会离得上里面的佛光的。里面的佛一个指甲，它发出一种光亮，比几千个太阳那么亮。
Is it necessary for one to follow a teacher or practice a particular method to be enlightened?Can a serious person be self-enlightened?
If you can, congratulations. Most of the people who try alone get mentally disturbed. Therefore, I would suggest that since you want to learn something and you spend the same amount of time and effort, might as well find somebody who knows what they are about.And you save a lot of trouble. But no one can force you to accept a teacher. A teacher is just by name only. Actually, a true master is a slave. 24 hours, he has to guard you, guide you, keep you safe, and teach you to progress all the time, even when you are asleep. So he's the best friend, a best slave. Not really that you are allergic to the name of the master, because we feel like we are disgraced when we accept somebody else with one nose and two eyes like us to be a so-called master. Actually, the master never think they are the master. They just offer their whole body actions and speech to serve mankind selflessly and restlessly. Never ever they want to be above or better than anybody or to be worshipped by anyone. In our system, nobody should prostrate to the master at all, because we are all equal in the long run. And we are equal now, except that the master knows that he is with God, and the disciple still doesn't know that he is with God. But all the while, he is also with God, whether he knows it or not. So do not be allergic.
What happens after death?
What happens? Well, wait until you die, then you know. It's too early. Well, according to what we have studied and experienced with some of the death people, so-called dying people, what happens after death is that the practitioner of Kuan Yin method goes straight to heaven or Buddha land. And the other people who are connected with him likewise go to different heaven accordingly, according to levels of their merit, not completely as high as the initiate. And for the other people, the astral body goes where their karma, their cause and retribution leads them. They have no power to resist these karma. Karma means what you have done in your actions and reap that result of it. So you cannot run away from that, because you are the witness all the while of what you are doing. Therefore, if we want to go to heaven, then we must do some good things, think good, act good, speak good. If we want to prepare for a lower world, more suffering, then we can do some less desirable things. And if we want to liberate forever and come and go anywhere at will, we practice Kuan Yin method.
What is the difference between living masters and dead past masters?
Oh, you don't know? A living master is the master who is still alive, and the dead master is the one who is already gone, dead. The living master can talk to you, can teach you, can help you, can solve your problem and guide you. The dead master can do nothing. That's the difference.
Please advise us on how to break the egoistic feeling.
How to break the ego?
Yeah.
We break it with the sword of wisdom. Practice Kuan Yin method. Get in touch with your wisdom and cut everything, including ego. Yeah? You can cut diamonds, can cut through rocks and the hardest substances in this world.
I have often cried during prayers and asked God to appear in whatever form, but in dismay I will finish prayers without being answered. Is it that my prayer is not intense enough? My devotion for the Lord is insufficient?
Yeah, I had the same problem with you before Kuan Yin. It's not that the Lord doesn't know we pray hard, but it is we are covered with a curtain of ignorance. We don't know where to look for God. Even if He stands in front of us, we cannot see. Our frequencies are different from God's frequencies. So therefore we cannot see. Just like some people, they can see the deceased spirits. Yeah? Some people cannot. Because some people can kind of tune in or change the frequencies, sometimes according to the level of other beings, in order to tune in and to see them. And some people cannot. So the best way to pray is that first tune in with the frequency of Godhood, of heaven, yes. And that is being done by knowing you have God frequency inside and know how to make use of it. And then you know God. You can see God. Otherwise, you cannot. For example, now your eyes are having defect, yeah, and you cannot see very clear when the objects are too far. So now what is the solution? You wear glasses, no? And when you wear glasses, you see things differently. You see clearly. And if you don't, doesn't matter how beautiful the objects, how clear, how solid the objects, you cannot see it clearly. So practice Quan Yin method means open your eyes or give a different adjustment to the inner eyes so that you can see God. God is near, nearer than our skin.
Is enlightenment all in the mind only?
Yes. Where else? Should it be in the foot?
If enlightenment equals to Buddhahood, then do you consider yourself a living Buddha?
Do I consider myself a living Buddha? Should I? Can I? Yes? Then maybe, thank you. I will consider that. I will have to consider again. I tell you the truth, and in all honesty, I do not care whether I am a living Buddha or not. I do care whether I do according to the Buddha or not. I do what the Buddha wants me to do or not. And it is up to God, up to Buddha, to make whatever position out of me accordingly. I do not care to go to heaven. I do not care if I fall into hell. As long as I keep the Buddha's precept in mind, mean to serve mankind as the best of my ability, to help my brothers and sisters who are in need according to my ability, and to be honest, straight, and pure to myself, that's all I care. All right?
Master, I have wronged, I have sinned. I ask for forgiveness, I ask for second chance. Can I be forgiven? If yes, show me the road to liberation.
Well, sure, you can come back. You can come to initiation, you can go to group meditation. No one has the right to forgive you except yourself. If you want to be forgiven and cut all the evils, try to be good. That's very simple. Yeah. And start again, fresh. Always there is time, plenty time to start again. Yeah. Always start again. Never too late.
This is the third time having the privilege of seeing the Supreme Master. Born and brought up a Buddhist 15 years back, I came across Baha'u'llah. To the Buddhists, he is the fifth Buddha. To the Christian, Christ returned in the glory of his Father. To the Hindu, he is the reincarnation of Lord Krishna. I love dearly the Baha'i's prayers, yet I still follow the Buddhist way of life. Have I offended the Master for attending and listening to your teaching, since I am the follower of Baha'u'llah?
My goodness. You honor me. You don't offend me at all. We have the same goal and the same father. And wherever good lecture, you can always attend. Whenever there is talk about God, talk about truth and purity, you may always attend. Doesn't matter what kind of master you follow, what kind of faith you follow. If we all have same faith in one God, and if it's a talk about God and moral and purity, who can tell that you offend anyone? It is nonsense.
According to the Christian, a person cannot be saved unless that person is baptized. How true is that?
Yeah, it is true. It is true. As long as Christ was alive, he gave you baptism. It means initiation into the holy order, into the circle of sainthood. And if you are lucky to find a living Christ at any period of time at all, and he give you baptism, then of course you'll be liberated. That is true.
There are so many religions in this world. Which religion should one follow in order to be saved?
You follow whatever religion you think is best for you and give you the most secure feeling, give you the most loving feeling and give you the fastest benefit and progress on wisdom, on spiritual understanding. That is the best religion for you.
The main difference between Christianity and Buddhism is on the subject of rebirth. Christians do not believe in rebirth. Please comment.
Christians do believe in rebirth. Why not? Otherwise, in the Bible, somebody asked Jesus if he was the reincarnation of such and such past master, like Elias, or the prophet, And he consented by not objecting it, by not refuting it. Because at that period of time, when you kept silent, when somebody requests, means you agree. When Buddha was alive also, when somebody asked him for dinner or to make him some arrangement, and if he consent to say okay, then he keep quiet. Okay? So if Jesus agreed that he was the reincarnation of such and such past masters, then the whole Christianity must believe in it. Yeah. It's just that the Bible was so short, concentrated, and above all, censored too many times. And we cannot prove the real Bible as much as we could have done. And above all, Jesus had preached only for 3.5 years. And all the teachings were recorded somehow offhanded by his disciples long time after the Master has ascended to heaven. Therefore, you understand, loopholes and misinformations are bound to be existing in the Bible. But we can only catch one glimpse here and there, and we know there is reincarnation theories in Christianity.走以前呢，再谢谢马来西亚政府，谢谢上帝的爱心，谢谢各位我们的同修辛苦的爱心和辛苦的工作，谢谢各位神使见来听师父讲经，希望大家万事如意，再见。
Rasa sukacita dapat bersama anda dalam episod Kata-Kata Hikmat hari ini. Seterusnya ialah rancangan Model Kejayaan di Supreme Master Television, sejurus selepas berita yang wajar diberi perhatian. Sila teruskan bersama. Semoga kebijaksanaan Tuhan sentiasa membimbing anda dalam hidup. It has been a pleasure to have you join us on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Models of Success is up next on Supreme Master Television, right after noteworthy news. Please stay tuned. May the wisdom of heaven guide your every step through life.